What's happening locally? The news.
And it is that time for us to take our Friday morning look, our last look for this week, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The epidemiological report of the Ministry of Health for this Thursday reports 341 new cases of coronavirus and one death. There are currently 2,754 active cases throughout the country, of which 2,651 are in home isolation. While of the 103 hospitalised cases, 97 patients are in the wards and 6 are in the intensive care units. With the death reported in the last 24 hours, the accumulated total adds up to 8,160, and this gives us a lethality percentage of 1.1. The report details that 7,089 tests were applied, and we have a positivity of 4.8%. Health authorities reiterated to the population that in case of presenting symptoms related to COVID-19, they should go to receive medical attention and undergo a test. The Electoral Court, the Tribunal Electoral, gave a boost to the arguments that Ricardo Martinelli's team of lawyers has used to delay the process in which he is linked. Upon revoking a resolution of the Second Electoral Court of February the 23rd, which ordered the lifting of the criminal electoral jurisdiction of the former president, the magistrates Heriberto Arruz, president, and Alfredo Juncker argued that Martinelli is protected by the principle of speciality, consigned in the extradition treaty between Panama and the United States. In addition, they argued that the Electoral Court did not give the due motivation at the time of lifting the immunity. The court had lifted Martinelli's jurisdiction at the request of the third criminal judge, Paloisa Martinez, who is investigating him for the new business case, a process that tracks the purchase of Editora Panama America S.A., allegedly with funds of the state. Would Judge Eduardo Valdez Escoffery save the vote? In his approach, he called it totally inadmissible to delve into the substantive analysis of the application of an exceptional principle contained in an international treaty. It's also not feasible to require the judicial authority requesting the lifting of jurisdiction to attach to its request the evidence that demonstrates that the principle of speciality does not apply to Mr. Ricardo Martinelli, added Valdez Escoffery in his analysis. The Electoral Court points out that this information circulating on social media about an alleged bank transfer of $150,000 in favour of Judge Heriberto Arruz, president of the tribunal, is false. The alleged transfer would have been received by Arruz on the same day that the Tribunal Electoral announced its decision to recognise the criminal electoral jurisdiction in favour of former president Ricardo Martinelli, who is being investigated for the new business and the Odebrecht cases. The decision was supported by Magistrates Arruz and Alfredo Juncker. Eduardo Valdez Escoffery saved his vote. The Electoral Court denies information circulating on social networks and in some media of an alleged bank transfer of $150,000 in favour of the presiding magistrate, Heriberto Arruz Sanchez. This information is false. The Banco General has denied the information on its Twitter account, the Tribunal Electoral wrote on its social networks at 1:44 p.m. on Thursday. Shortly before, at 11:54 a.m. from a Twitter account with the name @NancyLeon88, an image of the alleged state of a Banco General current account was disclosed in the name of Heriberto Arruz Sanchez, opened on the 25th of June in 1998, in which a deposit of $150,000 can be seen, made last Wednesday. This is how the online banking of Heriberto Arruz Sanchez woke up. I don't care if they kick me out after this, but enough of chilling out, they wrote at NancyLeon88. 19 minutes later, in that same account, the tweeter announced that, in effect, she had been fired from Banco General, not for the crime of leaking a personal account. Thank you, @R. Martinelli. You have good friends who take care of you. The @NancyLeon88 account is already inactive, but many people captured those messages and are circulating them on social networks, so that Banco General, Nancy, and the Electoral Tribunal are currently the three main trends in the country. This is on Twitter. Banco General has said that all the information disclosed by @NancyLeon88 is false, and that person has never worked at the bank. Regarding Martinelli's electoral jurisdiction, Arus and Juncker argued that the former president is protected by the speciality principle contemplated in the 1904 extradition treaty between Panama and the United States. Martinelli was captured in Miami and extradited by the United States in June of 2018 for the wiretapping case. A month ago, an electoral court had decided to annul the jurisdiction in favour of Martinelli. Arus and Juncker annulled that decision and favoured the former ruler. Judge Eduardo Valdez Escoffery saved the vote. In his approach, he called it totally inadmissible to delve into the substantive analysis of the application of an exceptional principle contained in an international treaty. José Isabel Blandón Figueroa, president of the Panamanista Party, announced this Thursday that they will present a lawsuit before the Supreme Court of Justice against the recent ruling of the plenary session of the Tribunal Electoral, which maintains the electoral jurisdiction of Ricardo Martinelli. "We've already requested lawyers from the Panamanista Party to prepare an action of unconstitutionality against the recent ruling of the Electoral Court regarding the electoral criminal jurisdiction. It is time to say a resounding no to Juega Vivo and to impunity," Blandón wrote on his Twitter account. In a statement, the president of the Panamanistas indicated that the Tribunal Electoral has gone to the extreme of evaluating the validity of the principle of speciality and the requiring the ordinary court to provide evidence to that effect, when in strict law they lack the competence to analyze and resolve questions of merits of a criminal proceeding. He indicated that they consider that the usurpation of jurisdiction is an affront to democracy, which precisely the Electoral Court must safeguard. Judges Heriberto Arus, President Alfredo Juncker, upon revoking resolution of the Second Electoral Court of February the 23rd, argued that Martinelli is protected by the principle of speciality set forth in the extradition treaty between Panama and United States. Judge Eduardo Valdez Escoffery saved the vote. Well, the court had lifted Martinelli's jurisdiction at the request of the third criminal judge, Paloisa Martinez, who is investigating him, as we mentioned, for the new business case, a process that tracks the purchase of Editora Panama America S.A., allegedly with funds of the state. The Ministry of Agricultural Development, MIDA, issued on Thursday a zoo sanitary alert due to the possible risk of highly pathogenic avian influenza, HPAI, entering Panama, which was detected in Canada and the United States. The MIDA authorities indicated that they have increased vigilance in the face of the outbreak because the poultry breeding stock of Panama comes mainly from the United States. A resolution which bears the signature of Concepcion Santos Sanjur, MIDA's National Director of Animal Health, indicates the importation of live birds and any product, byproduct or genetic material of poultry origin from countries affected with highly pathogenic avian flu, HPAI. Well, the document clarifies that the measure is temporary until the animal health status of the affected countries is once again re-established by the World Organization for Animal Health. In addition, the MIDA requests the Executive Direction of Agricultural Quarantine, Extreme Biosecurity and Epidemiological Surveillance Measures at the points of entry into the country, sea, air and land ports, and reinforce surveillance in the internal movement of live birds between the different animal health zones. Avian influenza manifests in birds with fever, depression, lack of appetite, sneezing, bloody nasal discharge, diarrhea, puffiness with purplish or purplish discoloration of the comb, eyes, chin, ruffled plumage, tremors, weakness, incoordination, huddling, and decreased egg production, as well as eggs with or without soft shells. It is estimated that this disease currently affects more than 60 countries in the world. Representatives from 11 countries arrived in the province of Darien to participate in a tour as part of the Regional Conference on Migration that began this Thursday. Deputy Foreign Minister Martel Elida Gordon, who is leading the Panamanian delegation, said that the visit of the international delegation to the province will serve to learn about part of the harsh migratory reality of those who irregularly cross the Darien border, risking their lives. "It is an awareness that will help us have more references to make appropriate decisions in the face of a phenomenon that impacts us all, and we must face together," they added. The delegation, made up of deputy foreign ministers, migration directors and representatives of observer organisations, received first-hand information from the Panamanian authorities involved in the care of the migrant population. With this visit, the member states of the RCM will strengthen knowledge in the field for decision-making and coordination actions on issues related to irregular extra-regional migration that is registered by Darien and impacts the entire region, Gordon added. The conference is also attended by Regional Director of North America, Central America and the Caribbean of the International Organization for Migration. This is Michelle Klein-Solomon. The Deputy Regional Director for the Americas of the Office of the United Nations High Commission for Refugees, Isabel Marquez, and the Crime Prevention and Criminal Justice Officer of the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, Carlos Perez. The Panamanian delegation is completed by the Director of Migration, Samira Gozin, the Director of Director General of the National Border Service, Oriel Ortega, the Director and Deputy Director of Legal Affairs and International Treaties of the Foreign Ministry, Otto Escaltin Romero and Ruth Vigil, respectively, and the Head of the Legal Department of the Foreign Ministry, Johanna Arquia Frias. According to the Panamanian Foreign Ministry, the conference includes a second day of work this Friday at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, where high-level delegates from Belize, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Mexico, the Dominican Republic, the United States, and Canada will exchange good practices in dealing with extra-regional irregular migration and the fight against migrant smuggling and human trafficking under the principle of shared responsibility. And that's it. There we go. There's our look, our Friday morning look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on The Breakfast Show.